Very good. Well, friends, happy All Saints Day. Happy Changing Your Clocks Day. The whole deal. It's good to be together once again on Zoom, and I am so glad that you are here to do this. And just one note, that rendering, that version of For All the Saints, wasn't that just glorious? Wasn't that wonderful? It's just absolutely wonderful. That hymn is just incredible. So I'm glad we used it today. What I want to do this morning is share with you one thing from the Beatitudes that we read just a minute ago as Peter led us in reading it. And there's this whole list, as you can see, of what it is to be blessed. And sometimes we kind of, it's not exactly fudge, but there's two meanings of the word blessed, and we can kind of mix them up a little bit. They can blend into each other. So like if we say so-and-so is blessed, do we mean that someday they'll be blessed? Well, no. What we mean is they're blessed right now. You know, maybe if you shared something with someone, that person might have said, well, you are a blessed woman, or you are a blessed man for that. It's because you're blessed right now with what your situation is. And that's what Jesus is saying in this section of the Gospels here, this section of the Sermon on the Mount, this list of Beatitudes. It's the idea of being blessed right now, at this moment. It is your position. Your position is one of being blessed. And that is the key for understanding and applying the Sermon on the Mount, and especially the Beatitudes, you know, applying them to our lives, is the realization that we are blessed at this moment, because Jesus says we are. Now, let's unpack that a little bit, because it's a part of our heritage, our Franciscan heritage, if you will. Every Sunday, we pray the prayer of St. Francis. And as you will recall, it starts out, Lord, make us channels of your peace. And you could make that, make us makers of your peace. We actually pray every week that God makes us peacemakers all the time. And so Jesus says, as you heard a moment ago, blessed are the peacemakers. That would be us. We're blessed at this moment. For they will be called children of God. So I want to unpack how this works. How does this actually operate in our lives? The specifics of the prayer of St. Francis, you know, where there is hatred, let us so love, and so forth. All of those are activities and dynamics of being peacemakers. So we're very specific about asking God to do that for us. The fact that we ask God for that shows that we are already moving in that. We're already moving in the peace. We're already becoming peacemakers, and we're already blessed. Just the desire that we have to ask God for that every week shows that that's actually our reality, because that's what God gives us. He gives us, he prompts us. We love God because he first loved us, is what we read in 1 John. In the ancient languages, as I was hinting at a moment ago, there are two words for blessed, and one means the blessing that is yet to come. And there are blessings that are yet to come. The connotation about blessings that are yet to come is that we earn them. We do something well, get it right, and therefore we then earn a blessing. The other meaning, the blessing that Jesus speaks of here, is one that is a gift from God that we have right now. The fact that we ask for it and desire it shows we already have it. We want more of it. We have the taste of it, and we want more of it. And what happens is that great fruit comes from the present condition that we have. Our position of being blessed will in the future yield great fruit. And can you see the difference between the two blessings, as it were? One is we do things right now, and the future will be we get a blessing. The other one is we receive the blessing that Jesus gives us now, that he wants us to have right now, and that will yield much fruit in the future. One is a blessing for us. The other is a tremendous influence on many, many people, more than we would know just from our own life right at this moment. If we had to earn all the blessings that we want, then all we would get would be the blessings. But because Jesus gives us a blessing now, we can share freely just as he shares it with us. And that is where much fruit is released. So I think the next layer under that, the next question beyond that is, well, what's a peacemaker? Because the peacemakers that we are desiring to be and are on our way to be and are in fact are right now, those peacemakers are blessed. We're blessed. So how does that work? What is that about? The kind of peace that Jesus is talking about here is much more than keeping conflict out, making sure everything is going smoothly. I'm all for that, but there's more to it than that. A peacemaker carries the fullness, wholeness, and richness of relationships that God desires at all levels. It's the extension of the kingdom of God into every area of our lives. That's what a peacemaker does. Carries the kingdom into every aspect of our lives. A peacemaker will be called a child of God by others as that person extends the peace and the mercy and the healing and the forgiveness and the love of God wherever they go. A peacemaker displays what it is to be in the family of God. And some of you may recall this, but I want to remind you of it. You can be a fan of Jesus. You can be a friend of Jesus. You can be a follower of Jesus. And you can be part of the family of Jesus. And Jesus wants you in the family. Mm-hmm. But we can decide, you know, how we want to go, where we want to be. If you're a fan of Jesus, you're thinking, along with the Doobie Brothers, Jesus is just all right with me. You kind of let it go with that. If you are a friend of Jesus, you're there thinking, well, yeah, I even think more than that. If Jesus wants me to do something or give something, I'm going to see if I can do that. And then if you're a follower of Jesus, a follower sees what Jesus does and then does that in turn. Wants to take the same steps Jesus takes, which is a great thing. All of these are great things. And then there is the family of Jesus. It's the family of Jesus that has all the family traits of Jesus, the character as well as the activity. It's becoming like Jesus when you're in the family of Jesus. Just like, you know, when you're growing up in your family, you can't help it. You become like your parents, don't you? Some of you say, no, not me. But just ask your spouse or other people in your house. They'll tell you. This is what happens. And the family traits start just permeating your life. Behaving as a member of the family of Jesus means you spread around the family traits. You spread around mercy. You spread around forgiveness. You spread around love. You look for healing. You look for reconciliation, justice, all of it. That's what it is to be part of the family of Jesus. One of those traits, one of the family traits, is being a peacemaker. And that includes asking God to bring healing and mercy and love and fullness of life through us into every relationship. Now, there's a way that it works. And I was reminded as I was looking at this of James 3:18. Now, I got to admit, the actual citation, James 3:18, did not pop into my mind, but the content of the verse did. I had to look it up. A harvest of righteousness is sown in peace by those who make peace. That's James 3:18. Making peace is sowing the seeds of the kingdom into situations and into relationships. It is sowing forgiveness where there has been conflict. It is where there is darkness, we sow light. Where there is hatred, we sow love, just as the prayer of St. Francis puts it. Those seeds bring things like forgiveness and encouragement and listening and mercy and all kinds of things about the kingdom of God that we'll be learning from now into eternity. And that will bring the fruit of that righteousness later. There'll be reconciliation. There'll be new life. There'll be restoration, conversions to Christ, healing on different levels of all kinds. That's what happens with peacemakers. Those seeds are the activity of the peacemakers. As we carry out the family traits of the family of Jesus, then later the fruit comes. Just like any orchard, just like anything that comes from a seed, the fruit comes later. But that's what we invest in. That's what we do. That's why we get into the family of Jesus. And that not only works for us individually, it works for us as a congregation as well. That as a whole fellowship, we can be making relationships with other groups in the community. We can be making life-giving alliances, peacemaking alliances with others in the community. And maybe they won't even be Christian groups, but something about forgiveness or something about restoration or something about justice or whatever it may be is something that we can join together and magnify and multiply as one congregation to another group in the community. Or another neighborhood in the community, whatever that may be. We saw a couple years ago in Hickory Haven where we took some time to listen and see what was there. There were many gifts that came forward, and some wonderful relationships were built out of that, and the community became stronger as a result. That's one life-giving alliance. But we never worshiped there. We never sang any gospel songs. We never took an offering, none of that. We just didn't do any of that there. But life came forward as a result. So I want to leave you today with a couple of questions, as I usually do. And the first question is this. Are you a peacemaker? Is that the desire of your heart? Is that something God has begun writing on your soul and on your spirit? Is that something you desire and want to ask for? Can I be one who takes the traits of your family and spreads them all around? Maybe a smaller bit of that question is this. How are you showing the family of traits of Jesus in your life at this time? Or perhaps even a little more focused, how is Jesus asking you to show those family traits in and through your life? That just would just take some listening to the Spirit of God. You could pose that to him and say, Jesus, how do you want me to show your family traits in my life? And because in 2 days we have Election Day, let me just suggest a couple other questions that may be helpful as you think and pray about this. How will you be a peacemaker no matter what the result of the election is? What family traits of Jesus will you be showing that brings life and restoration and the fruit of the kingdom in the years to come that you might even sow Wednesday, the day after the election? Do you want to be called a child of God? Blessed are the peacemakers, for they will be called children of God. Do you want to be called a child of God above anything and everything else? Let's pray. Lord Jesus, we thank you for drawing us here today, and we thank you that we can be called your children because of being peacemakers. And we ask that as we have come to you for many years now, every week, asking that you would make us channels of your peace, that you would take us another step deeper into that calling, not only as individuals, but also as an entire fellowship, that we may be blessed as peacemakers who are called the children of God. And we ask that today for the glory of your name. Amen.